pressing global issues. This session was more useful for all, with the participation of over 60 experts and active engagement from state representatives, NGOs, civil society, and individuals. We all acknowledge that science, technology, and innovation have become integral parts of our lives, and we take pride in their achievements. So far, we have successfully overcome many challenges by harnessing science, technology, and innovation. There are numerous challenges facing humanity that can be mitigated with the help of new technologies and innovations, reducing their impact and even encompassing compensating for some of the damages caused by these challenges and crises through the application of science, technology, and innovation. However, it is not just about success stories. Just as humanity can use the advancements of science, technology, and innovation to promote human rights, these very technologies can also be subject to various forms of misuse. What's important is that technology, innovation, and science should be utilized to contribute human peace and tranquility, ultimately reducing human suffering today. During these 2 days, various experts served as panelists addressing the multifaceted impact of technology, innovation, and science on the advancement of human rights, drawing from the experiences gained during the global COVID-19 pandemic. Diverse perspectives were shared, highlighting best practices and addressing challenges and issues that have emerged in this context. It is evident that we should learn from what we experienced during the COVID-19 pandemic. Just as the pandemic did not leave any nation or individual untouched, we too should have adopted a similar approach in dealing with it. However, it is important to acknowledge we are not entirely successful in this regard. Nevertheless, our lack of success in leaving no one behind does not negate our achievements. Our greatest achievement has been the growing realization of our need for science, technology, and innovation. With each passing day, we increasingly recognize the importance of strengthening international cooperation, sharing technologies, and bolstering policies to ensure that no nation or individual is left behind. Excellencies, distinguished colleagues, and participants. In conclusion, I would like to express my gratitude to all the high-level state officials, state representatives, representatives of international organizations, experts, non-governmental organizations, civil society, and all individuals who participated in the Virtual Forum 2023. Your contributions made it possible to have highly skilled panels, and I thank you for that. I would also like to extend my heartfelt gratitude for the excellent organization and the months of efforts put in by the Secretariat of the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights to ensure the successful convening of this session. It is my duty never to forget to express my thanks to the professional interpreters who assisted us during 2 days and to the Security and Safety Section of the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights for all their efforts. Before we close, I would like to announce that the 2024 Human Rights Council Social Forum will focus on the contribution of financing for development to the advancement of all humans for all. This brings us to the end of the 2023 Social Forum. We thank you all for your presence and participation, and we wish you all well.